home like a quiet home party. And I can tell you, Jacob was a quiet man. Jacob was a content man, a happy man, even a cheerful man. And you know why? It was just because when he came home and he opened the door and all the noise and the sound from the hound, it didn't bother him anymore. It was just, it felt like a melody, a harmony. And even Jacob, though, why this change happened. He told people, it's all kind of a perspective. I used to see it as a disturbance, as something I hated, that noise in a house. But now I like it. I even enjoy it. This evening, the evening of his wife's birthday, he organized a party. He invited almost half of the people of the village, and he came. They all came. They almost didn't fit in the house, but yes, still they came. And he found a place, and he started talking. And it was a tremendous noise in the house. But still, Jacob enjoyed it. It was okay. It even was fun. It was his wife's birthday. And at the end of the evening, when the people start leaving and he went back home, Jacob helped his wife to clean up the mess, the doing the washing up, the putting away the dishes and the cups and whatever, and the cutlery. And then he poured in 2 glasses with real good wine. Yeah, just for him and his wife to enjoy the last hours of her birthday. The children were already in bed and asleep. And when he came into her room, to his astonishment, his wife was sitting in his favorite chair. He sat down on a chair next to the table and looked at her. She smiled. She took a glass of wine and he approached and said, "Thank you, Jacob, what you did do to me today. Thank you for the present. I really enjoyed it. I'm very happy with it. Thank you for inviting the people. Thank you for trying to control the chaos. And doing the washing up. I'm happy with you. Prost again." "But," he said, "but," he added, "it's my birthday, still my birthday, and if it's your birthday, you're allowed to tell a wish. And I have a wish, so please sit down on the chair and stay there for the next hour, because I have something to tell you. I tell you a story." He said, "Once upon a time, there was a hero, like in almost all those kinds of stories." Yes, there was. And in the same story, there was a king, like almost in every story of those kinds, there's a king in it. Yes, there was a king. But I tell you, the really main character of this story is not a king, is not a hero. No, that was the princess, and her name was Martha, just like mine. One evening, the princess was sitting on a balcony, enjoying the warmth of the sun setting down. The king visited her. Said, "Well, dear daughter, as you know, there was a hero in this country and he saved us from a tremendous noise monster. And now, I don't want to say thank you to him. I want to give him something special. And you can't give a true hero, you can't give him gold or diamonds or whatever, something materials. No, no. A real hero who did a marvelous deed. You give him your daughter to marry. A really true princess. And that's what you are. Until not the princess. Yes, I am.
Well, the king said, maybe this one little problem.
Because he is a true hero. Because he saved the country. And you are a true princess. But are you a true princess?
I'm not quite sure about that.
Because a true hero needs a true wife, a true princess who is worthy marrying him.
I'm not sure.
You prove it to me. And the princess said yes. The next day, no, Martha said, the wife, to Jacob. Now you do expect from me telling a story about a princess cleaning all the floors of the palace, and that each time her father is not satisfied, and then she has to clean more floors of more palaces. No, not in this story. That's quite different. The king took his daughter and brought her to a new house with just two children. And those children, and he said, well, show me, prove me you're a real housewife, a true housewife, and a true princess worthy to marry a real hero. So, show me. And Princess Martha tried to control the two children, tried to control the noise, and tried to, in the meantime, tried to clean the house and cook a nice meal, and she was totally exhausted at the end of the evening and sat down in her favorite chair. You know, and then she was expected the hero. But he didn't show up. It was her father. And he said, well, looked around. Well, not bad. It could be worse. You're learning. But it's no real proof. No, show me tomorrow again. I give you more complex and more difficult task. And then he took his daughter and brought him into a house with lots of children. He said, well, show me. You can't be a real housewife, a true princess, worthy to marry a hero. And the princess tried, and she did do her best to control the children. They were just all moving around and quarreling and having fun and shouting and yelling. Oh, there was even a little baby who was crying for food and attention and love. And in the meantime, she tried to clean the house, because you can't bring in a hero and show him that the house is not clean. And also, she tried to cook a delicious meal. And she was totally worn out, and she sat down in her favorite chair. She waited for a true hero to come. But he didn't show up. No, it was her father again. And he looked around, and he was even more satisfied than the day before. But still, he said, it's no proof you're a true princess and worthy to marry a true hero. No, not yet. And without saying word, he left. And the next day, he came back. He didn't show another house. No, 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 didn't. Just leave her in this house with all those children. But this time, he brought in 27 chickens. And he started just to walk about in a small cottage and to make a tremendous noise. And before the princess even could control those chickens of calm down the children, he brought in 11 goats and afterwards 3 cows. And the princess didn't know anymore what to do. She totally froze. And she looked out of the window, expectant to see the hero coming towards her. And then she realized, no, why am I doing this? Do I want a husband that much that I will be his slave? That I will just working all day and night in cleaning the house and raising the children and managing the animals and preparing delicious meals? No, I won't. Never, ever. And then the princess left the house without saying a word. Martha rose and left the room as well. In a couple of seconds he came back. He had a coat for her and a suitcase. And Jacob looked at her and he knew this was the moment to make up his mind. This was the moment to decide. This was the moment realize what is better, being a hero, a really true hero, being a good equal husband, maybe being a true Jacob. Did he want to share the rest of his life in this cottage with this woman? If he wanted, he had to make up his mind. Say something, decide something, tell her.